بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ربعي بن حيراش رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: حدثنا رجل من بني عامر أنه استأذن على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في بيت، فقال: أألج؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لخادمه: أخرج إلى هذا فعلمه الاستئذان، فقل له: قل السلام عليكم أدخل. فسمعه الرجل فقال: السلام عليكم أدخل. فأذن له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فدخل. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. Continuing the chapter on seeking permission when a person enters somebody's home and the etiquette of seeking permission. Rib'i bin Hirash رضي الله عنه narrates that a man from the Banu Amir related to us that he once sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his house. So this man comes and he wants to enter the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he knocks on the door and he seeks permission and he says, "A'aliju," which means, "May I enter?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells his khadim, "Go out and teach this person how to seek permission. Tell him that he should say first, Assalamu alaykum a'adkhulu." He should say the following. First he should greet. He should make Assalamu alaykum. And then he should say, a'adkhulu, may I enter? The man heard this. And immediately he said, Assalamu alaykum a'adkhulu. Which means, peace be upon you, may I enter? Then Rasulullah gave him permission and the man entered. From this hadith we simply understand that there is an etiquette when a person goes to somebody's home. The very first thing you do, you make salam. So a person should make salam first. And after making salam, he should say, it is so and so, may I enter? A person should not just go there and say, can I enter, without making salam. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent his khadim, his attendant, to go and teach this person the importance of how to make salam. So a simple thing like salam, we have been taught by Sharia, by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to offer salam, how to seek permission when we enter somebody's home or somebody's office, room, whatever it may be. So this is guidance for all of us. As parents, as adults, we should teach our children that you're going somewhere and you're entering your classroom or you're going to somebody's workplace or you're going to somebody's home, you make Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah first and then you seek permission. وعن كلدة بن حنبل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فدخلت عليه ولم أسلم فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ارجع فقل السلام عليكم أدخل رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Very similar to the hadith we did now. In this hadith كلدة بن حنبل says I came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I entered the room without making salam. Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم tells me ارجع, go back and say, Assalamu alaikum, a'adkhulu, may I enter. So simple etiquette and manner of making salam and seeking permission. We should always teach our children ourselves also. If they look at us, we are the role models. And we should always make salam first and then seek permission before we enter any person's home. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal on the simple sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك